From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The 107th Congress ended its legislative year last night. The events of September 11th prompted an extraordinary burst of bipartisanship this autumn. But the year ended with both Democrats and Republicans taking the credit for significant legislation that did get enacted and blaming each other for what was left unfinished. NPR's David Wellnut has this look at the year on Capitol Hill.
Wielding control of the White House and both chambers of Congress for the first time in nearly a half century, Republicans moved swiftly early in the year to enact a top item on President Bush's agenda, a 10-year tax cut worth $1.7 trillion. Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert told his colleagues that with a projected $5.6 trillion budget surplus over the next decade, Americans deserved a tax cut.
If we don't give them that surplus, we'll spend it. And we'll have bigger government, and we'll have more programs, and we won't see a surplus again.
But Democrats, who today feel vindicated by a surplus that's vanished and the prospect of several years of deficits, warned then that the tax cut was based entirely on unreliable projections. Gene Taylor of Mississippi accused Republicans of being fiscally irresponsible.
This is wrong for America. We have a unique opportunity to start paying down the debt, and instead, you're giving your big contributors a tax break. Shame on you.
The tax cut would become President Bush's first major legislative victory, and he signed it into law in early June. But the control over both chambers of Congress that was key to passing the tax cut came to a sudden end in late May. Vermont Senator James Jeffords bolted from the Republican Party to become an independent and caucus with Senate Democrats. That handed control of what had been an evenly divided Senate to the Democrats, and South Dakota Democrat Tom Daschle became the new majority leader.
This is an historic moment. This has never happened before in our nation's history. I think we recognize the extraordinary gravity of the situation, the extraordinary opportunity it presents to the Senate.
Very little legislation got finished in the weeks that followed. But then on September 11th, a deeply divided Congress found new reason to close ranks.
On the mountains, to the prairies, to the oceans, life with home. God bless America.
Lawmakers from both parties tearfully sang outside the Capitol on the evening of September 11th. Speaker Hastert this week called it a turning point.
From the moment we sang God Bless America on the steps of the Capitol building, we sent the message to the world that we are united in fighting this new war on terrorism.
For a few weeks, members of Congress were able to put aside their differences and approve $40 billion for helping the victims of the attacks and improving security, and they authorized the president to use force in response to those attacks. But their unity began to fray when the administration asked Congress for a wide array of laws broadening law enforcement surveillance powers. House Republican Mike Rogers urged his colleagues to approve the measure.
I have seen the panic in the eyes of the agents of the FBI today, who are asking for the tools of the 21st century to help them stop and disrupt what we know is coming to the United States of America.
Despite protests from some Democrats, Congress approved the legislation titled the USA Patriot Act. House Republicans lost their battle to keep airport screening in private hands when Congress enacted an airline security bill that makes all screeners federal employees. And Congress just this week gave final passage to the education reform legislation President Bush campaigned on. Missouri Republican Senator Christopher Bond called it a major victory for the president.
It emphasizes flexibility, local control, accountability, literacy, and parental involvement.
But Congress failed to pass an economic stimulus both parties said was needed. Republicans blamed Democrats, while House Democrat Martin Frost pointed his finger at them.
Republicans broke off those negotiations and commenced an attack on the majority leader in the Senate. That was their response to bipartisanship.
Republican Senator Larry Craig, for his part, complains the president's agenda is being stopped by the Democratic-controlled Senate.
An energy bill, an energy policy should be on the president's desk at this moment. It is not, blocked by Tom Daschle. That's, for this country, a real defeat for the moment. We'll get there ultimately.
But House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt warns a much tighter budget next year will likely lead to more confrontations.
We're going to have to try to accommodate within this budget not only try to find a place for Medicare prescription drugs, patients' bill of rights, further spending on education, which we all favor, trying to do something about energy, we're going to find a budget that's deeply in deficits.
Both parties vow they'll resume their quest for a stimulus when Congress returns in late January. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.